Well, well. Pittsburgh Steelers, 8-0. By the skin of their teeth, BA.
I'll take it.
Oh, I know you'll take it. How you feel about that game yesterday, man? Be honest. Honest assessment. No bragging. How do you feel?
Let's see. I feel like one team showed up to play, which wasn't the Steelers. One team showed up to play that game.
It just happened to be a very, very bad team.
Nah, they didn't play bad. Cowboys played like a solid team. Defensively, we couldn't even get a, what, 4th-and-1? Couldn't even get a 4th-and-1 on.
That's how you feel about your team, not being able to run the ball. Just a
hiccup. We couldn't run the ball. Okay. I don't like Connor. You know I don't like
him. I said it every week.
Don't like him. He's not a guy that's going to get the tough yards.
So what do you think happened yesterday in that game?
We laid down. We didn't show up.
Was it Dallas played good or y'all just didn't show up? Or what?
Both. Dallas played good and we didn't show up till the second half. Till the second half.
So you're saying you showed up in the second half?
Second half we showed up, but the first half we didn't show up. We mentally checked out of that game. And it's just a wonder that they didn't have. Listen, the Cowboys messed the game off when they kicked that field goal. When they should have went.
Yes, they should have went for that. If they get you down 17-0, that's ball game. It's over.
Mentally, it's ball
game. Mentally, you're defeated. But when you don't kick, you kick a field goal, you say, oh, we can score one. We right back in. Just go one. We right back in.
Big Ben came down and scored. Right.
I literally posted before Big Ben went back down there. I said, Cowboys had a chance. If they'd have put him away at 17-0, that was a wrap.
You know Big Ben wasn't gone.
And then Big Ben went down the field. And then he got the ball back again before the half.
If Big Ben would have known that, we'd
have
been
up 14. Man, that knee would have been right, wouldn't it?
Man, Big Ben want to keep. Man, Big Ben. Short field, too?
Come on, man. Quick change? Come on, man.
Man, you see how sorry Mason Rudolph is for that one drive.
He did. Yeah. He almost threw the ball away.
Man, that dude was so trash. Man, get him off our team, man.
That man almost threw that ball away, man. You wouldn't have got no points out of that deal. Nope. Oh, no. You wouldn't have got nothing out of that, man.
Man, I said, this dude is stink. He's trash.
Man, he threw a ball and made sure he had the perfect chance to get bounced up in there. He threw it like, what kind of throw was that, B.A.?
Man, I don't know, man. It wasn't a throw. Game, man. We don't need him in there for no reason.
Mason Rudolph, man. Golly, that's funny. The Cowboys, they had their shot, and you called it on that play, man. When you kicked that field goal, what did you have to lose?
They played like they was preserving a lead.
Like that division leaders or something like that. Yeah. You know,
playing conservative, I trust my defense.
Yeah.
You know?
No. You're supposed to be out there guns blazing, man.
And then Mike Tomlin, what was he thinking about?
Man, think about this right here. College football. Every year, the college football, somebody has a chance to knock off number one. It seems like every single year it happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Nobody plays for a tie, dude.
Then why?
It's such a monumental game.
Tie don't help.
No, it's such a monumental game. I'm talking about, like, you know, in college, you're going to go overtime, but nobody wants to even do that. They want the opportunity to knock off Goliath. They go for two every time. Yeah. Do they not just about?
Yeah, they going to do it.
Because if your program gets that two, that is a big win. That's money.
But we like to blow the game anyway.
What is Mike Tomlin doing going for it on fourth down?
I'll go up 8. Nah, going up 8, man. What is you doing? Man, Big Ben, nah. I think that was something Big Ben did. I think Big Ben just snapped that ball thinking we can get that.
Okay, what if Dallas went down there and scored and beat you?
Right.
Which they could have done.
Should have done.
I'm not going to say should have. They could have.
Because they moved the ball and got what it was.
They did. And then it hit them. Then it just came out of the wheels fell off. But you know what? I'm going to take that back. Because even the last play, dude competed. He just had no time back there.
But look.
He competed.
Dude threw the ball to nobody. It wasn't nobody there.
But when he threw the ball, did you not see that strip sack coming? Did you not see the sack?
No, he stepped up in the pocket because he knew.
That dude competed. He competed.
He played good ball.
That one competed.
I take it.
And I see something in him. He competed, man.
I take him.
He moved that ball. He competed. He ain't bad. He ain't bad. First time out there?
Yeah, he ain't bad.
Pocket awareness? Because he got
better, man. Coming against the Steelers?
Man. Look here, that dude. That might be tough, yeah.
Might be the next Romo.
He might be tough, man.
Might have that job next year, huh?
Man, you know how they do, man. He ain't doing that much, but we'll see. the next start he had. But he competed, man. On the last play, just to get the ball off, I was impressed, man. God, I was impressed. Cowboys done for the year? Or what?
Nah,
I don't think so.
Nah, they gonna fight.
I don't think so.
They're winning some games.
How'd you feel about yesterday about well, one more thing about the Steelers before we go with them. What do you think is y'all's biggest problem going forward? Because y'all don't have no other tough matchups on the regular season. And that includes the Ravens. That includes the Ravens.
What, you done jumped off the Raven bandwagon?
I mean, you got a field goal kicker playing quarterback.
Who?
What's his name? Adam Vinatieri played quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. Might as well be.
Nah, he's saying, I don't know about that.
That's what you say.
Nah, I ain't said, never said that.
Man, you always want to trash him as a quarterback, man. Every
he's
week,
trash, man. He's trash, right? He's not. As a pocket pass, he's trash. Like, everybody see that. That's his problem. That's why the Ravens are stagnated now. They're just so much better than everybody defensively.
That's what that you can hide. But what is your chink in the armor with Pittsburgh?
Ain't no chink. We ain't no. What a chink at?
Ain't no chink, huh?
Ain't no chink.
So y'all just solid all the way through?
We solid.
So you still see Super Bowl?
Man, I told you. In Pittsburgh, we don't play for nothing but Super Bowl.
So yesterday was what?
What?
It wasn't no problem. You just didn't
yesterday
take it seriously.
Yesterday was just...
The dog got out the fence, you had to put it back in the gate.
Yeah, that's all it was. Well, nothing. It
just a little ankle bite.
Yeah, it wasn't nothing.
Wasn't no big deal.
Yeah.
So how could the Cowboy fans, how should they feel today?
Oh, they should feel good. They got a quarterback.
Ooh, so move on from that?
Move on from that.
Let it go.
Nah, I don't know about all that, but they got a quarterback to bridge the gap.
And the dog going to be healthy next week.
Man, Andy Dalton need to go somewhere and hide.
Man, that's sad, man. That is sad. Andy Dalton look like he can't play football out there.
Why you want to say it's a chink in the Pittsburgh Steelers' armor, though?
I'm just listening to you, man, because you know what I'm waiting for.
What?
I'm waiting for the end. The end is near. I want you to go undefeated.
Listen.
I want you to go undefeated and ready.
Listen, don't nobody that don't win the Super Bowl
go home happy.
Get the talk. Yeah. If you win the Super Bowl, it's one team.
So you're trying to, you already
saying. No, I'm just saying, whoever wins the Super Bowl is the team. And whoever don't, they just got to go back to square one.
Pittsburgh is winning the Super Bowl this year, though, right?
Pittsburgh gonna always win the Super Bowl.
Oh, man. Now you want
to
water
if it. If I got something to do with it.
You want to water it down. You want to water it down. I hear you, man.
Just remember, the Titans ain't going nowhere.
We not. We can't stop nobody. We can't get up the field on Thursday.
Y'all so inconsistent.
We just terrible.
To be a good team.
We terrible.
Y'all want to be an elite team.
No, we were elite. We started off elite. COVID-19.
Where was y'all elite at?
COVID-19 wrecked us, man.
Man, y'all wasn't elite.
We can't get healthy, man. 12 roster moves on Saturday before yesterday's game.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we can't. I mean, COVID-19 is wrecking us, man. They got to expand the playoffs. They got to, yeah. That's only fair. Don't you think?
I don't care what they do in the playoffs.
Oh, because you ain't know. You in there.
No,
That's why you're saying it. Because if you was 4-4, you wouldn't be saying that.
Nah, it don't matter to me what they do.
Why?
Whether we 4-4 or 2-4, it don't matter.
So you felt good not going to the playoffs last year?
It didn't bother me. We didn't. We won.
We won
a playoff team last year. Without a quarterback, we was not a playoff team. So don't try to tie me into nothing. We was not a playoff team without a quarterback.
So at the end of the year last year, when you had a chance for the wild card, you wasn't sitting around here licking on the doorknobs, begging for biscuits.
Yeah.
So don't tell me.
I wanted to get in.
Yeah, don't tell me not making the playoffs don't mean nothing now.
It doesn't mean nothing if you got your starting quarterback out for the whole year.
Excuses for the Steelers. Per the usual. Must be a LeBron.
Yeah.
That's how that goes. What you think about Russell Wilson yesterday, man?
Man.
He does what we do. He tries it, and when it don't look good, when it don't go well, it's
Seattle's bad. Defense is catching up with him.
The defense is terrible.
It's catching up with him. That man, the longer the season goes on,
the more exposure they're going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's harder. It's going to get harder and harder for Russell Wilson to just beat somebody by himself.
Yep. I mean, you got to look at that. They on the back end, it's terrible.
No running back.
Then they end up, they got a decent line. They got good linebackers, too. So, you ain't gonna tie in them there. So yeah, they're just going at those DBs, I tell you, man.
Yeah.
One thing I want to say, I'm gonna keep bringing up every week. I am supportive of Anthony Lynn getting the shit can because of the move with Tyrod Taylor. Yes, Herbert is putting up numbers. Hasn't won since the move.
Don't matter, man. He's the future. He got a plan.
Okay.
You might cost him a job, like you say, but he got to make that move.
But would
because it didn't come from him. It come from the top.
That's the only way.
It came from the top.
That's the only way. But to say that he, as a black man, knowing how hard it is to be an African-American quarterback in the National Football League, for him to make that move to Tyrod when it wasn't Tyrod's fault, the team doctor did it to him, man, nothing good can come from that guy. I don't want to see him win. Straight up.
I hear you.
I don't want to see him win. You really? That don't bother you, man? It gets to me, man. It does. But, like you said, if the bosses that cut his paycheck said, hey, this is what you got to do, that's what you got to do.
Anything you can do.
Because you screwed either way. If you don't do them, you're going to get fired. If you do it, you're going to get fired. You might as well just get your paycheck while you can, right?
Yeah.
He out of there. He's a yuppie. Done. Dada. Kyler Murray versus Tua. Pretty good little matchup. Them young little scrappers there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a pretty good game.
But I think it's all fluff, though. I don't think there was no substance in that game. I saw a couple defensive touchdown returns. I saw a strip sack to start the game. I saw a couple jump balls that were simultaneous catches. I didn't see a bunch of clean football, but them two dudes going at it. And Tua took a big leap from week one to week two, did he not?
No, Tua the real deal. He's accurate, man.
He can throw the ball.
He's accurate. He's a good, accurate quarterback.
He can throw that ball, man. The Raiders, man, the Raiders might have something, man.
The Raiders ain't
They ain't there yet, but John Gruden, he working on something, man.
Nah, they a good team. They a playoff team. I say playoff team.
He working on something. Houston gets a win. Jacksonville's terrible. The Giants, 20-3 to start the game, 23-0 to half, won the game 23-20.
Giants tough, man. They play us tough, too.
They play everybody tough. They finally won the game. But Washington, you're like, what are you doing?
Nothing.
How?
Man, I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah, I know they lost Kyle Allen, but Alex Smith went in, threw for 300 yards, man.
Yeah, and then threw the pick to win the game.
But I don't understand this right. Two picks in the game, consecutive drives. Mm-hmm. Why can't Haskins get on the field, yeah? Haskins ain't good enough to be the backup.
Man, they don't want Haskins over there.
A first round pick is your third string guy. You can't go from start to being third string, can you?
Hey, if they could cut him now, they would.
They would.
But they know they gotta pay him that guaranteed money. They just gonna keep him there. I would love to see somebody go trade and get that boy.
Give him a chance. To be good. And then let him play, yeah. But it's a good chance. They can bury that kid. You never see him play again.
Mm-hmm.
Golly. Because I don't know many backups that stick around like that. Geno Smith's done it for a while. RG3 just started doing it. Who else? Black quarterback. Charlie Batch. Rodney Pete.
How long did it?
Rohan Davis on the side, but it's a lot of them, but they vary a few and far between, you know. It's not a whole lot of them. And there ain't no consistent thing. Undefeated season for the Steelers, man. I see it, man. Can't you feel it?
No. We'll lose one.
No, man. Cowboys gave y'all a look. You said there's no chinks in the armor, man. You got Super Bowl in your mind.
Yeah.
Thinking that way. Juju got off yesterday.
We'll lose a game. I know we'll lose one.
Claypool, inconsistent.
Whatever.
He's a monster.
Find the chinks then. You tell me.
I can't find him. Y'all ain't
you
know.
Supposed to tell me.
No, y'all ain't know. Y'all on top.
No, we
I not. Give credit when credit's due.
We on top. Ain't nothing you can say we ain't on top.
No, I give credit when credit's due, man. Y'all on top.
We might not be the best team in the league, but we still undefeated.
Who's the best team in the league?
Chiefs.
Huh.
They the best team.
And we, they're struggling.
They still the best team, though.
Your record's better.
They got Mahomes. Got my home. We don't got my home.
Y'all got James Conner.
Man, James Conner, man, he's average at best. Like, he's just an average running back. He ain't fast enough to break it. He ain't powerful enough to run over him. He's just so.
Man, when he has an ear for a player, man, he has an ear for a player. Man.
No, when I don't like him, I don't like
he
him.
He don't like him. Man, you can do it.
I ain't never liked James Conner. I liked the James Conner more when he was a backup. Not when he was a number one back.
Who was he?
He's Le'Veon Bell's backup.
Le'Veon, yeah.
And that's why he need to stay a backup. Imagine we had Le'Veon Bell and had him like James Conner that good coming up behind him.
Change up back.
Yeah, man, that's good. But when you
make a complimentary back, a feature back.
Yeah, and they didn't even go after Le'Veon Bell.
Man,
but the year before, they tried to go get him.
I just inquired about him. Did you see that? I reposted that.
Yeah.
Video. Just the other day, I reposted it.
Yeah, they went and tried to get the man.
When it was like, when it was real hard negotiations, like it wasn't attainable. Now this time could have got it for scraps. They didn't even try.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Yeah. I mean, then they tried to make it seem like they didn't want that cancer in the locker room. But why they wanted it last year?
You kept Big Ben.
It's crazy, man. They did. They messed up, man.
The man, 8-0 and still crying about he want to load the way. You 8-0, man. Can't nobody stop y'all. Super Bowl bound, is what you said.
Yes, sir.
Well, I can't wait till y'all fall. It's going to be a mighty fall. When Rome burns down.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be a mighty fall.
What about when y'all burn down?
We gotta light up the bird. We gotta be important enough to be taken over. We ain't nobody trying to overthrow us. We ain't
trying to down top my team, his team, and then won't put my team on the high horse.
We ain't never won.
So the fall will be drastic.
I'm just saying, y'all up there 8-0, Super Bowl bound, man. Super Bowl or bust. That's it.
Nah, it been Super Bowl or bust.
Super Bowl or bust.
It been that.
Come on back to title.
When you're a winning organization, that's what it is.
Everybody gets our best shot. Mike Tomlin, man, Mike Tomlin, when he get that win, boy, he know how to stick that chin out and come up with that little saying, boy.
We're not
everybody's best shot. We are.
We're not scared of nobody.
Man, that dude, man.
But he don't scare us. Lamar Jackson don't scare us.
Ravens fans, y'all got to deal with this, man.
Man.
Cowboys, man, I'm disappointed in y'all, man. Y'all had them and you let them off the hook. Like Danny Green said, man. God, they had y'all, man. They had y'all. They didn't score that touchdown. I said, they kicking a field goal? They just happened to be up on somebody, I guess, because they forgot about winning the game.
Man. Raven fans got to get them a quarterback that can throw outside numbers.
And somebody play defense beside Marcus Peters.
Oh, they need somebody that can throw to a receiver.
My people won the game yesterday. Strip and a pick. Won the game yesterday. That dude's a playmaker, man.
They need to get them a quarterback that can throw to some wide receivers.
I'm trying to get him off y'all, Raven fan. He won't let it go, though. He won't let that running back, that quarterback go, man.
That is what it is, dog.
But he
even
he tried so hard to be a quarterback, he kind of fell off on being running back a little bit, too.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't running. He trying to do too much with that running now, man.
Me fumbling. I've been checking
hit too much. He got too much on his head, man.
Yeah. He ain't going to fall till he get to them big dogs. He going to look good on these mediocre teams, but...
He 25-5, man.
Yeah, but them five losses, where they come from?
All coming in prime time. 25-5.
Oh, man, they got the gimmick-ass offense. Read, die, keep, man, get out of here with that college outfit. Man, get out of here with that.
B.A., are they built for a Super Bowl run with that offense, B.A.?
Man, I'm all, man, they must give you 14 points when you start out. They must give you 14 points when you start out with that outfit.
Appreciate your business. He got 14 points.
Yeah.
See what you can do out there.
Yeah. That.
Oh, man, Raiders, man. Don't let the man get out on you like that, man. He high on the hall now.
No, I'm not. You trying to hype me up about my Steelers, but I don't care.
He high on the hall. Man, no, you James Land. Who else, man? Jeffrey Peters, B-Head. Chris Brown, y'all diehard Steelers, man.
We're
y'all
used to winning, though.
Kalen, cuz, man, they high on the hog, man.
Steelers fans are used to being on top. Don't act like we don't win every year. We win every year. We might not go to Super Bowl every year.
If you don't win the Super Bowl every year, it don't matter.
But we win every year.
It don't matter.
So, don't start, matter. Don't start now. Year,
no Super Bowl, don't matter.
I ain't gonna get out. But didn't I just tell you that?
When last time you won Super Bowl?
2008?
Hush.
Alright,
tell me. When next time the Titans won one? We haven't won one. We have not won one.
Well, then you don't even get to sit at the table.
I'm not at the table.
Yes, you are. You
no, I'm in the window. You yeah, I'm in here. You're gonna hear what I say, though.
We do have a last time we won one.
What have you done for me lately?
Okay, bingo.
Get in the playoffs.
What have the Steelers done? What have the Steelers done for me lately?
Oh, win 8-0.
No. No.
Win 8-0 because you missed playoffs last year.
We won in 2008. Now, what have the Titans done for me lately?
Man,
or any time?
Who's the president?
It ain't even got to be lately.
If that's all you hanging your hat on, man.
No, that's what I'm saying. You don't sit at the table of what somebody need to do or winning teams. You don't sit at this table.
Are you a winning team now?
We ain't no. We a winning team.
You just missed the playoffs last year. You trying to go? Yeah, you might go 8-0. Why did you might lose all 8 of the next games? You might lose all.
Why did we not make the playoffs last year? Big Ben was hurt all year.
You are what your record says you are. Period with a T on it.
Well, let me enjoy my limelight right now.
How?
Our record says we're 8-0. We're 8-0. Top best team in the league.
Super Bowl bound.
Super Bowl bound.
Big Ben, Juju, and the crew.
Bet. Bet them up.
Hope y'all go 16-0, man. Get Brady like Eli did. I hope you go 16-0. That's going to make me
hurt. Did you see Brady last night?
Terrible.
What did you talk about? Get Brady.
Brady got. I said get Brady like Eli got him in the Super Bowl.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Who else went 16-0 and got knocked off in the Super Bowl?
Man, we're not going 16-0. We're not going 16-0. You know we'll lose a game.
You can go 16-0 easily than you can go into the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl, yeah? You can go 16-0. Who else you played?
Nobody.
Cleveland?
We done played all the bombs, the Ravens.
Baltimore going to try to hand the ball off and beat you? Trying to go inside slot forward the whole game? They can't beat you like that.
Yeah, they can. They can go get 200 yards and lose. Just like they did last game. Oh, they dominated the game. They ran for 200 yards. What a point.
Yeah.
What a point had to go with that.
Been working all week and got no paycheck.
Yeah, come on, man. That don't matter.
Man, you love to rub it.
Style points don't matter, man. When you play, when the Steelers and the Ravens meet, who cares? The records go out the window. Stats go out the window. It's only one objective. Win.
Yeah, true. That's the whole objective for everybody. That's nothing else matters.
But definitely in that game. Yes, it's still. Like, okay. We can lose two more games. But that one next game with the Ravens is more crucial than them other two games.
For psyche.
No, not for psyche.
Because it's division.
For that division. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Well, y'all got one game.
Because you got to win.
No, y'all, they lost three, right?
Nah, they done lost two. They done lost two games.
Okay. They lost to y'all and...
Chiefs. Can't beat no big teams. They ain't beating no big dog team. They them little chihuahuas on the porch.
Ankle biters.
That's all they is. Then as soon as you stomp your feet at the gate...
Quiet.
You take out running back in the house. Ha, ha,
ha. So the Ravens ain't got no fight over there.
None.
They ain't got no real fight over.
No, they ain't, man. The Ravens.
They used to be a vaunted defense, man. You don't fear them no more?
Nah, they got that.
Well, I'm going to let them bait them. I'm trying to bait them up, y'all.
Nah, they got the defense. Nah, it ain't that. It's that gimmicky offense, man. You're not beating top-tier teams with that. You got to have your solidified passer. And all that to win them big games.
And y'all don't listen to nothing he's saying because everything he's saying is about Lamar. That's the focal point. The boy can't throw the ball is what he's trying to say. And
no,
that's where it begins and ends. And he trying to sugarcoat it. He just dogging Lamar. Just listen to what he's saying.
You hyping up something.
Everything he says is about
Lamar. No, I don't need no translator. What I'm saying is what I'm saying. You hyping up the wrong stuff. I'm saying... The stuff that the Ravens do on offense can beat these mediocre teams. But when it comes to beating these juggernaut teams, that wishbone offense ain't going to get it.
The wishbone?
The Notre Dame box ain't going to get it. The Notre Dame box is not going to get it, dog.
Come on, take my ball. You got to give Bo Jackson more than that one play. Even though he's awesome on that one play. You got to give him more than one play, don't you, B.A.?
You got to give him more than one. Man, you seen they are. Man, if they was any kind of team, they would have beat the Ravens yesterday. They had the Ravens on the ropes to start of that game out.
Strip fumble.
Hey, dude ran it all the way back.
Yep.
Yeah, they had them, man. That's what I'm saying. That's not going to beat elite teams.
You know, the Ravens fans will look at you and say the Cowboys had y'all yesterday. Yeah. So, I mean.
But they didn't win.
That's the end fact.
That's the whole point.
Yep.
That's had, the same way to
had, go. Had and got. It's two different things. Man.
Close only count for horseshoes.
You had me, but I got you.
Yeah, yeah. It ain't gonna work.
Well, say close on the
camera. Yeah, like Pete Mo. Yeah, like remember Pete Mo talking about the Ravens?
Yeah.
2 years ago, he was still a fan.
He ain't got no voice to it.
Now he's talking about Lamar Jackson. Man, Lamar Jackson, what are y'all wanting? I'm trying to, what do y'all expect from Lamar Jackson?
Expect him to be somebody he's not.
What do they want Lamar Jackson to be a pocket passer? Or do they want him to be a runner? What do they expect from him? 300-yard passing? 100-yard rushing? 200-yard pass? Well, I'm trying to figure it out. Because the identity ain't there.
So they haven't figured. They haven't. They don't have a labeled identity.
They don't have. They struggling to find it. Role, huh? Yeah, they struggling to find that.
Sounds to me like. Who's the backup? RG3?
Yeah.
Sound to me like you saying put RG3 in and then run Lamar Jackson out there in a Taysom Hill jersey when y'all want to put him in the game. That would sound like you saying. Because they're saying, you're saying they're using him like the Saints used the gimmick with Taysom Hill, but they're trying to do it the whole game, would sound like you saying.
Nah, that's what you're saying. just saying, he don't have an identity.
Are they trying to be gimmicky?
That's what their offense is, a gimmick. The offense is a gimmick.
So
the gimmicks don't work when you got T.J. Watt bearing down on him every time he faked that ball to the fullback.
Every time. With authority.
With authority. That gimmick don't work. The gig is up.
Yeah.
The gig is up.
I'm talking about with authority. Hey, buddy, don't hold your fake too long. I'm right here. I'm going to get you.
And I'm doing all this talking. They might beat us the next time.
Yeah.
But guess what? They still got a gimmick offense. It's still going to be the same thing.
Yeah, it's the Ravens. Like, when I watch them play, man, it's like they do something, and which most cases, when something's not working, you swap to something else. But it's like when you take away one thing from them, it's almost like I see Lamar Jackson in panic mode. If you take the tight ends away, what am I going to do?
He can't. He don't.
How do I look at?
He don't really know how to throw to them.
Because anytime I hit a receiver, it's because they're crossing or shallow route or something. I don't throw the receivers outside the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I throw them crossing or something like that. You know.
Right. Like, yes.
I don't ever just throw a dime down the field.
Mm. You ain't.
I don't get that.
It's the offense design.
Hey, Brady looked so bad last night.
Man, Brady needed.
It's almost like he laid down.
Nah, Brady needed to retire, and you saw it last night.
Man, they're not going nowhere with that.
Man, y'all the one putting the second best team before tonight. Before last night, everybody got them.
They played good, man.
I watched the game. And when I seen the whole...
You didn't watch the whole game. Ain't no way. I couldn't watch
it. No, I ain't watch all that. No but way. I'm talking about the whole NBC picked Tampa Bay.
And listen.
When I seen that, I knew they were wasn't going to win.
You know how I am about these announcers, especially like the female reporters and all that stuff and whatnot. But... The last couple Sunday night games, Thursday night games, the announcers have played favoritism so bad. They wanted Brady to do something good so bad in that game, and it just wouldn't happen. It ruined their whole broadcast.
Yeah, they didn't want that.
Cosmo was just begging for something good to go with Brady. They're giving you all these backstories so that when he does do one thing, they can refer to that, and it didn't happen. It screwed the whole broadcast up. They need to stop dick riding this broadcast, man. You know what we need, man? They need to let somebody like me and you put the game on. And let's talk out Noah's during the game. Nobody probably listens to it and get annoyed with us. But, B.A., we need to have some real commentators because they force the way we watch sports. And I'm tired of it. they force you to listen to Al Michaels. And I mean, a lot of them are good. They force you to listen to Joe Buck on the World Series and the NFL. They force you to listen to Mike Tirico. They force you to listen to it. Why can't we listen to sports a different way? Do we want to listen to sports? Do we watch sports with that all that cookie cutter stuff? No. We say stuff like, man, that dude's trash. What is he doing? What is he thinking? We need to be able to watch sports like that. But they won't allow it, man. They got it all in Monopoly. And they put the same people on TV and make those same people give all this stuff and talk about stuff they have no clue.